Surely Allah knows the unseen of the heavens and the earth. He even knows the secrets of the breast. It is He who has made you vicegerent on the earth. Whoever disbelieves bears the burden of his disbelief. And for the disbelievers, their disbelief does not increase anything except the wrath of their Rabb. The disbelievers do not gain anything except an increase in their loss. O Prophet, say, have you ever considered your Sharoka to whom you call upon besides Allah? Can you show me anything that they have created in the earth? Or what is their share in the creation of the heavens? Or have we given them a book from which they derive a provision of shirk? Nay, in fact, the wrongdoers promise each other nothing but delusions. It is Allah who keeps the heavens and the earth from slipping out of their places. Should they ever slip, none can hold them back besides Him. Certainly, He is most forbearing, oft forgiving. These very people used to swear on solemn oaths by Allah that if a warner ever comes to them, they would be better guided than any other nation of the world. Yet, when a warner has come to them, they have increased in nothing but aversion, behaving arrogantly in the land and plotting evil, whereas the plotting of evil recoils none but the authors of it. Are they waiting for that end which overtook the former nations? If so, you shall find no change in the ways of Allah, nor will you find any alternation in the ways that Allah deals. Have they not traveled through the land and seen what was the end of those who went before them, who were far superior in strength than these people? There is nothing in the heavens or in the earth which can frustrate Allah. Surely, He is all-knowing and all-powerful. If it was Allah's will to punish people for their misdeeds, He would have not left any living creature around them on the surface of the earth. But He is giving them respite for an appointed time. When their appointed time will come, they shall realize that, in fact, Allah has been watching His servants all along.